Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What up, Mom? Put down that coffee and grab a wine. Get ready for another episode of Nursing and Cursing, a parenting podcast that covers more shit than your baby's full diaper. I'm Kate. I'm a stay-at-home mom of three living in Brooklyn, New York.
Hi, I'm Christine. I'm a freelance video editor living in Los Angeles and mom to a toddler. Allie here, podcasting from South Kona, Hawaii, where I live up in the mountains with my husband and two sons.
Hey, I'm Molly. I live in Los Angeles, California as a mom of a toddler and a teacher.
And I'm Sarah, your in-house expert on all things mom and baby. I'm a nurse and a doula with a PhD living in Brooklyn, New York.
Between five busy households, it's a miracle that we make it on the mic at all. But trust me, we need this as much as you do.
Hey, welcome to Nursing and Cursing, everybody. Hi, girls.
Hey.
Hi.
This week's episode is for mothers of multiples and those of you who are considering going down that path. When I say multiples, does that mean twins? That's not what I meant.
No.
I mean like more than one kid. So this episode is about transitioning from a parent of one to a parent of two.
Don't do it. Okay, ep over. What's next?
Okay, bye.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Well, I'll say this, you guys. I have to do fertility treatments to get pregnant, and my husband wants to get a vasectomy anyway. So that's how we're doing over here with the transition. He's dead
how
serious.
Old is your second baby?
He's using condoms, and I can't even – I don't ovulate, you guys. I have a three-month-old, and my son's about to turn three. So we are in the deepest, darkest days of our lives.
You guys are in the shit toilet. We're head in the down
shit
the drain.
Can. Shit can. Like, I've never drank more alcohol. I've never sworn more in my life, and I've
every
never
day
been
is a fresh
more
hell.
Every day is a fresh hell. I've never squeezed my son's wrists and cheeks so hard by accident.
Oh.
Slash on purpose. Yeah. It's just a trying time, as you know.
Yeah.
We're trying time.
You know, yeah. I mean, it's very – you get to that point where you have one baby and you made it through the first year and then you're coming up on age two and that's when your brain starts playing that trick on you like, oh, I want to extend my family. I want to make this – more of a party. Let's do this. Even if you had a hard pregnancy or even if your baby was hard or whatever it is, it's like, I feel like it's a
like,
thing.
Oh, I'm so good at this. Yeah. He gets so much attention. This is not hard. I got this.
Your brain blacks out the early days. It really does too. Just like how much work it is and how hard it is.
Right. But the thing I did learn from my first kid is nothing lasts, right? So I was like, okay, we got to do this. I didn't really want to get pregnant, but I did want a sibling for Augie. That's what I knew for sure. Now, Allie, my sister, straight up, she was so honest about it. Like, you're like, okay, listen, it's a great idea. I think it's wonderful. And I'm going to tell you straight up, your life is going to end for a while, a long time. It will be over as you know it. And I was like, yeah, okay, it's going to be crazy.
Right. Molly was like, yeah, in the back of her mind. Yeah, but my kids aren't like yours or.
Oh, I never imagined.
Different with Augie or whatever.
Right.
I think that my kids aren't like yours. It's just like, that's just part of parenting. Whenever.
Absolutely.
When you have to have that mentality, because if you accepted that your kids were going to be just as shitty as everybody else's kids, nobody would have kids.
It's so true. Mm-hmm. It's so
That's true. And it wasn't what I expected at all. I mean, obviously, the hard part about it is in my, okay, so my baby's 7 months now and my son's 3.5. The hard part for me was, yeah, it's one-on-one now. So you have lost the connection with your husband or your partner or whoever. We are passing ships and we're just now starting to get it back, but still it's always, we're each holding one and we're each dealing with one.
Right. Right.
Whereas that's before, been my deepest loss for sure.
Yeah.
It's a loss of connection with my husband, and we've had that episode already. And it doesn't mean that it's forever, but your focus is your two young children, at least mine is.
Mm-hmm. And little things like, yeah, you thought having one baby was hard, and it was hard because that is a hard transition going from 0 to 1. But like, you can't do things. Well, I can't. Not everybody on this podcast is the same, but like, I don't shower, you guys. It's gross.
Oh, see, okay. I do. I have somehow like really prioritized myself the second time around. Like, I make sure I shower every day. I will let her cry for a good 5 to 10. I have to bathe.
I think that is the big difference when that is like, that's the godsend when you bump up to 2. It is doubly hard. Allie is so right. But you also have just such a greater capacity for how much you can push it with your baby. Like, right. You can go brush your teeth, Mom. You really can. And you can go take a shower.
I let myself do things I never let myself do with Levi. I eat, I shower, I brush my teeth. That sounds so ridiculous, but I didn't let myself do it with Levi. And I think there's a reason he's like kind of such a needy kid for my attention. And
it's just true. Welcome to the first kid.
Yes.
Everybody will tell you that. They're like, oh yeah, it's not your son. It was you.
It's us.
And the way you are with your son.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I find Matilda to be Matilda so much.
Matilda!
Yeah, we call her Matilda because she's so much more chill. And it's because we will just be like, yeah, BRB, mommy needs to like nail the smoke a frap with the side of whatever. Chill out. Right.
So yeah, those of you, if we're scaring you off, that is the best part. Your second kid, I think most of the time, I mean, most people say, and it's true for us for sure, just so much more chill. And it's probably not the kid.
Oh, you're so right. Your marriage is like you are surrendering your whole life to raising kids. Like that's like what I think like one kid to me is like a pet slash roommate, and then two kids. And that's not a diss to your kid or your parenting style. You just have more flexibility when there's only one kid. You have more time, you have more money.
But isn't it true? And my friend Mandy, who has 3 kids, told me, like, it's hard every step of the way. So when you have one kid, you don't really realize that you have freedom. Right. It's all you know. So, and then second kid and then third kid, she's like, you know, every single time was just as hard. It's a different kind of hard. But, like, yeah, to be able to be like, babe, you want to go rock climbing? Go. I got this. And knowing that you can take a girl's weekend. Because it's 2-on-1. I mean, so powerful. But
how about the transition? Let's talk about the transition for the first child and how painful that is to watch and how painful it is for that child. I definitely went through it with Phoenix. He was young, maybe a little younger than you guys. Maybe not you, Kate. What's the difference between Edie and Wilder?
Just under 3 years.
Just under 3 years. Okay. So mine is under 2.5 years. So it's like 2 year difference. Phoenix, it came out and he was always very verbal, but he was able to tell me. And Molly, I'm sure you were there for some of this to witness him just sobbing when I would hold Leo or Leo needed something and just screaming at me, please, mama, please put him back in your belly. I just want you to please put him back in your belly.
Fuck, Allie.
Yeah.
And that was funny to me at the time, Allie.
Yeah.
That was funny to me. And now even hearing it, like,
you could cry,
I get chills and
cry.
I get a lump in my throat because I went through the same thing with my son. In those final, and I know Critty and I just went through this really together. We're still going through it.
Still going through it.
Yeah, in the final months of pregnancy, the way you hold on to your first and the way you want to just breathe in their breath when they're sleeping, and you let them as close to you as you can get because you know it's coming, and they know it's coming, and they start crawling all over you and they can't get enough of you. And so that moment when Augie walked into my hospital room and my brain like couldn't recognize him in the same way, like I had changed. My heart had changed. My body had changed. Mm-hmm. I had a baby, another baby. So he looked different to me. And my brain was trying to catch up. Mm-hmm. And so that was my postpartum pain. That is the tear. Those are the tears that I shed. And his behavior just exploding and him turning into an angry, physically angry kid towards me. Mm-hmm. Was so difficult and so painful because I just wanted to go back. I wanted to go back to the way it was between us.
Yeah, you mourn the loss of that relationship. Like that's you're so happy for the new one, but you mourn the loss of what you had with your first. It's so
hard. Even the family union, like the three of you and what you could do and how you were before that baby.
Yeah, it feels like treading water and you can't keep your head above water. You're just trying to make it.
You're surviving. Yeah,
you're surviving, and the just their little pain, and you're just putting on a front because you're the mother, and you're just showing them like I'm still your mama, and I still love you the same. But I remember I was texting you guys during it, and I just remember tears streaming down my face, and Allie and Kate, who had been through it, just saying, you know, yep, it's awful. Your heart's ripping apart, and it's gonna feel better. And I'm happy to report now we're at 7 months and I feel better. I think around four or five.
That makes me feel good. We're still so in it. Like every night, maybe three times a night, Levi wakes up. I need my mama. It's every night since she came. It's awful. Awful. Awful.
Yeah. I remember too in a postpartum haze, reaching out to a friend who I just kind of like had an instinct that she would be a person to ask. She had recently had a second baby, and she described a moment of talking to her older son in the rear view of the car when she was maybe something like this, coming back from the hospital with the baby, and talking to her older son and like not recognizing his voice. Like her brain was like, it's changed. So it's so weird that like really stuck with me because I had the same experience.
Molly, remember I texted you guys and said that I had a friend and I loved how she described it. When she had her second kid and she had like a 2 or 3 year old, she said, it's like my kids are like Batman and Bruce Wayne. Like they cannot be, I cannot hold them both in my mind at the same time. They cannot be in the same room at the same time because the universe will not make sense.
Oh my God,
things will fall apart.
Exactly.
Brilliant.
I had tears over the fact that I couldn't love them at the same time. And I just told, I think, Critty this recently, but that I feel like I can love them in the same space. One friend told me, and she has older children, maybe like 10 and 8, that she can't love them at the exact same time. Of course she loves both of them, but you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know what? Like,
yes.
This probably would make no sense to a man.
It's a problem I'm having. They have to be loving each other in the moment, you know, that you're loving them, and then you can have that. And as they get older, you do see glimpses of that. And it also depends on the relationship that your children have with each other. After Leo came, you guys, my mom was there to help with Phoenix, and Phoenix has always been her
North Star.
I don't want to use the word favorite. Soulmate. Right, Molly?
Let's just go back to favorite. Yep.
Yeah. Phoenix is like my mom's soulmate. She loves him on just an amazing level. Anyway, she scooped him up and was like, I'm going to take him for an overnight at a hotel. And I was just really in it. It was about a day or two postpartum. I had a home birth, so I was already home. And she took Phoenix and texted me a picture of him in the hotel room. He was, you know, 2 years old with a lay on, a purple orchid lei.
Oh my just, god, it's precious.
Oh my god, I'm totally crying, you guys, in front of like the TV, in front of the bed, just smiling.
Oh, like a big, you big boy. Light,
and I looked at it like, oh my god, this is not, I cannot handle this picture right now. It's making me die. I wanted her to come back so badly with him. It was just a moment of like, whew, okay.
Agony.
Thankful. Yeah.
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 I can't remember what it was like. When I can't, I mean, while I was almost three when Edie was born, and actually Wouter was fine. We didn't have a hard time adding Edie to the family. I mean, Jeremy and I had a really hard time, like not enough time, had a new baby. We had all the regular, of course, we had all the regular problems, of transitioning to a family of four. Wawa is just by nature, not
light, easy.
Easy. Not doesn't get super high, doesn't get super low, just chills.
Yeah.
But that's like, I feel like that really fucked us in the end, because we were like, oh, okay, let's go one more round. We can, once we had it together, we were like, okay, let's just really press our luck and go for another one. And Edie was 100% normal. Me.
Did we lose Kate?
Yeah, Kate, are
sounds
you there?
Sounds like we lost her.
Okay. Darn, because I wanted to hear the end of that.
I know.
Sarah, are you still there, Sarah, or are you nursing Franny?
I think Sarah's tapped out. Looks like she's gone.
Okay.
Okay, wow.
Dropping like flies here.
I really, like, I was just laughing about this with another mom of two, how we were, like, on the same page exactly. And she was like, did you feel this? Did you feel this? And I was like, but you'll never know until you go through it. And it's a beautiful thing when you get to the other side and you've got your family of four and you're all connecting. But it's not the kind of thing. It's like when you're pregnant, nobody's going to be like, oh, my God. Can you believe you're going to bleed for like 6 weeks after birth? Like, there are things you just don't talk about.
Right.
And when somebody's pregnant with their second kid, like, you can't talk about this. You can't be like, ooh, buckle up for your heart to literally break in half.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it is worth it, would you say?
Of course. Ella? Oh, yeah. Gosh, of course it's worth it. And just know, you know, for all of you out there who are going through it, the feelings of I can't do this, or I'm not the mom that I thought I was, this is just really hard. You know, for me, it's tested me as a mom and how I am towards my kids. But we're all just doing the best we can, you know?
I agree with Allie.
Yeah.
It's it definitely brought me to my knees. Like,
yeah.
Wow.
Many moments where I have just locked myself in the bathroom crying so, so hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
For so many reasons.
But guys, yeah. I have a habit of randomly asking people, like at the park, who, you know, somebody with a toddler who's holding somebody in an ergo. Oh my gosh. Oh, she's so cute. Dude, so how was your transition into two? And when they're like, oh, it was great. It's the only time where I feel like jealousy, like something's wrong with me. Like, what the fuck? It's crazy.
I have also seen it, though. I've seen it hit at many different times. So it can come early on, or it can come not until that baby, the new one, is one. Or
oh,
even
there.
So the transition is going to happen. It happens differently for every child, for every older sibling.
Yeah.
So they may or may not have gone through it yet, but I don't think you can escape it.
Yeah. Somebody told me it would come back at 6 months, and it did. So we had it hard at the beginning, and then again at 6 months into her life. And I'm sure it's just going to go on and on, but some kids are.
Everybody's different. Right.
I feel like it'll help. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Right now, I'm just in the phase where I'm still nursing all the time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So Levi's just constantly, play with me, stop giving her milk, stop it. And I can't. I'm just tied to her, and she won't take a bottle, and I just feel like I can't be in two places at once, and the guilt. It's just perma-guilt right now, permanent.
Yeah, and he is really trying to get your attention. Do you want to tell the story about the dinner party you had?
Yes, I totally forgot about that. So we had a dinner party at our house a couple of weeks ago, and you know, maybe 10 people there, lots of kids, And Levi was trying to get my attention, and I was nursing Matilda and talking to somebody, and I kept saying, Levi, just give Mama 1 minute. Mama's busy. You know, it's your sister's turn, whatever. And next thing you know, I hear some laughter, and I look over, and he has stripped down naked and is peeing in the middle of the floor with this huge, huge grin on his face, like, I'll fucking get your attention, lady.
Right.
Yeah. And oh, it sucked because, you know, a couple people there started laughing, like, you know, egging him on. They don't know, you know, like a couple people that don't have kids, and it just,
sickos.
It sucked so bad, and it was just, it made me want to cry.
Yep. It's hard. Hey, Kate, welcome back. I'm glad you got back.
Yes.
Hey, guys. Hey, I missed you guys.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy, crazy, crazy stretch of the heart. And oh, one more thing.
Yes.
And then we're going to go on to nailing and failings. But this, like, the dad, does the dad go through anything? Because I was like, oh my, I was like crying in therapy another app. About like, he doesn't give a shit. He's not connecting to this baby at all. Like, of course he will change diapers and get up and all that. But I felt that there was no emotional connection, and that was ripping me apart. But a lot of moms were like, oh, it comes later. It's just, there's no time for him to have it. You nurse the baby and they're
the
always
toddler.
With the toddler. Yeah.
Right. So they're on the toddler
burn.
Big time.
It's like much you're separate. It's like dual. You're parenting completely separately a lot of the times. Like Levi and Garrett are off together. I'm off with Matilda. You know,
that's hard too. Because I think if you're used to that's hard too. Because you sort of have to like, you kind of have to like surrender a lot of control over your toddler's life. Like,
yeah.
Like okay. Somebody else is making the snack. Somebody else is planning the play dates. Somebody else is going to be letting my kid watch 20 hours of TV while I'm trying to keep it together over here nursing and changing diapers. And that, yeah. Like, that just, like, feeling out of control.
Yeah.
That's hard. I remember that was hard for me.
Yeah.
Well, it's like your whole schedule and routine gets shaken up, and it sucks.
And thank you, Kate, for talking about TV, because that's something we did not have before. Mm-hmm. We had an occasional Daniel Tiger. We have a third parent in the house, and it is our TV.
Of course.
And, you know, Tim was working late, and those witching hour months.
Yeah, you pop it on.
So we have TV every night now. Well, oh, I put when the baby to bed.
When I had Edie, I remember my mother-in-law was like, look, whatever it takes, when you pick Water up from school, you let him watch as much TV as he needs to while you get supper together and bathe the baby. And I was thinking like, okay, hon, not going to be watching any TV around here. I think I got it. Thanks.
Right.
No.
Thanks. Got it. Thanks. Oh, the idiot box, not going to be doing that. Right. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, were you wrong? You have
Wow, were you wrong? Wow.
Wow, were you wrong? But guys, I need to
up at 5. He was watching TV from 5 to 7. We were going to bed at 7:10. I didn't even have a relationship with him.
Oh god.
The guilt though is so deep when it comes to the TV. Like I can't. It's yeah. So I beat myself up about it so badly.
Me
so
too, I can't do it without it.
Yeah,
I mean, you're just really you're in survival mode, man. You know,
time is another app. It really is, because it's like
write it down.
It is an app, because it's like we're good if we don't turn the TV on, but once we turn it on, the kids aren't the ones with the problem. It's me. I'm like, you can watch another episode. They're like, we don't want to. I'm like, yeah, you do.
Yeah, and thank God that you know Netflix does that thing where it just queues up
the way Netflix just rolls one into another so seamlessly.
Thank
so
you so
brilliant.
Much Netflix
blessing and a
curse. Seeing your toddler's chubby fingers manipulate the iPad though makes me feel nauseous.
All right guys, nail and fail. Who's got one?
I got a good fail.
Okay.
We were recently visiting my husband's family, our family in Charleston, South Carolina. We love it there. We go out in the evenings. We got a sitter for the kids. She came over and it was still light out. You know, it's the summer. She came over at like 6:30. I'm running through the routine or whatever. We've met her once, but just for a minute. You know, my standard's very, very low for what I need for you to be taking care of my kids.
Stop it.
And so Jeremy and I were like, well, this is where we'll be. This is what we're going to be doing. Kiss the kids. I'm like, so just text me if anything comes up. She's like, she gets the look on her face. She's like, oh, I can't. It's the Sabbath. I was like, what?
Oh, no.
She's like, oh, I'm Orthodox, so I can't. Orthodox Jewish, so I can't. I can't use technology until sundown. I was like, okay, well, that's like in 2 hours. So, I mean, if something happens in the next 2 hours, can you like call us? And she was like, no, I can't use technology. So I was like, all right, cool. Wow,
no,
you know how to text,
go outside,
right?
You're like, cool, bye.
Hitchhike to the nearest hospital.
I was like, okay. We just gave Wilder Jeremy's cell phone and went out. And as we were driving away, I was like, hon, do you think it's weird that our sitter like is literally cannot get in touch with us if something goes wrong? And we both were laughing like, it's going to be fine.
That's pretty
good.
And
it worked out. It worked out.
That's real good.
Yeah. Cool.
You know what? No news is good news. Yeah, it worked out.
Yeah. It worked out. I've got a nail and a fail. What? Nail. Molly and I spent 4 weeks together, summer vacation, in Northern California and on the coast of New Hampshire.
So fun.
Yeah, so fun.
But when we say together?
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Our two families, 8 people total, shared an apartment, really, with 1 bathroom.
So we were together.
Yes, we had success, and we had the best time ever.
Well, I was going to say, the fail was, during those 4 weeks, our boys basically just kicked the shit out of each other.
Oh, it's awful.
Damn it.
I have anxiety even thinking about it, but we had a great time.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Anyone else?
Okay.
I
have
a nail.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Chris.
Okay, I'll go. Nail. My nail is, I just moved to Oklahoma, as you know, and was chit-chatting with some girl that lives in some Midwest state, like Kansas. Nursing and cursing comes up, and she was like, oh my God, that's you? And I was super psyched that we have listeners in Kansas. I don't know why. I only feel like people listen where we like live or where we're from. So I was pretty psyched on that. That was a nail for us.
Well,
yeah, and it's like in our minds, we're just talking to each other.
Exactly, right. And like, maybe my husband listens, and that's it. So that was cool. And then fail. Okay, I'm trying to find a babysitter for Matilda like a couple days a week while I go pick up Levi from school and hang out. So I end up hiring the lunch lady at his school, and so she comes over, older woman with a huge moon boot, like limping, like, oh God,
okay,
this isn't good.
Stop it, pretty.
Sorry.
Pretty.
Got it's all good. She's so sweet. So sweet. Anyway,
it's all good.
Smells.
Just, it's all good. You guys.
Just
like disabled old lady. It's all good, you guys. Stop.
Guys, maybe I shouldn't tell the story. She's so sweet. I'm just a bitch. I gotta stop the story. Listen, the story is just her perfume smelled so bad, and I really like her, and I had to ask her to stop wearing her perfume, and I lied and said it gave Matilda a rash. So she came back the next day, but it just turns out it's her smell. So I hate
oh my
you.
God. I hate you.
I hate you.
You're evil.
No, she's so sweet, so but much. It's all over my daughter. And it just smells so bad.
Yes, of course she smells. She's a lunch lady.
Okay, stop.
That's not what
cool.
She smells what? Like. I'm going to cut this part out. I'm going to cut this part out. Don't worry. I'm realizing.
No,
I
no, no. It's going
okay.
in.
I have a nail fail. Okay. I have a nail fail. Okay, so my nail is actually, I'm going to call this not my nail. I'm going to call this my husband's nail, because when I was finishing up maternity leave, and by the way, this is kind of like a backlogged nail, I was in the weeds and he was having to work so much. So I was having to do both kids by myself, and the nighttime routine was so bad because Marigold would just do her screaming for 3 hours, which is very normal at that time. But oh my God, I was not ready for it. I didn't know what I was doing. And so, you know, those times where you have postpartum husband hatred and you just want to like start texting nasty things like, where are you?
Yes.
Well, I decided to call and
and do it at his work.
Well, I called the office just because I was probably going to just like squeak a tear out and just get it off my chest. I called the office and the receptionist said, oh, hello. I said, hi, may I please speak with Tim? It's his wife, Molly. Yes, Molly, he's actually meditating right now. Can I take a message and he'll call you back?
Fuck you. Yeah, you can I'm going to go ahead and file for divorce.
Right.
Hashtag I'm filing for divorce. No, I saw red and I just like clicked the hang up button because I was like, you fucker.
Oh.
So that was, I'm going to call that Tim's nail. And my fail was,
Tim's nail is that he got away with that.
I was coming off the beach with another mother of two. We both had our babies in our ergos and, I kind of misstepped and kind of fell into the dunes a little bit and I started to giggle and then she started to giggle at me and the whole thing ended with full rush of urine falling down both of our legs. We both started peeing our pants.
Okay. Oh, this is
your second pee fail.
Sorry.
I'm going to go ahead.
Get your Kegels on, girl. Do them Kegels.
I know. It's so bad. And so I felt better because she was with me and she could not control it either, but that was my fail.
Over the summer when Allie peed her pants in my kitchen and we were screaming and my husband yelled, what's going on up there? And I said, oh, Allie just peed her pants. And all my husband said was, you guys are scaring the kids.
You didn't say, because I was whisper shouting, help me. Somebody please help me.
It was scary. Okay. Does anybody else have one?
That's it, I think.
Kate, I'm reliving that, just wishing I was in your kitchen.
Wow.
So we all pee our pants on this podcast.
That's not all we do.
Yep. Okay. Well, it was great to hang with you guys. And to our listeners, thanks for having us. We will see you guys next time.
Bye, guys.
Take care.
Hey, babes.
Okay, that's it for now. We'll see you next week for another Nursing and Cursing, where sleep is more valuable than fast, hard cash.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.